Like, what would you say to people like myself who didn't go to the accent at the time that the war was on court in The Hague? Because I didn't know, I couldn't choose, I didn't want to choose between two stupid demonstrations over there.
I think the worst thing people can do is to let the media and the government impose on them which sides there are in this conflict, because the sides in this conflict are not based on nationalities or states, but of people who wish to create something, a world of peace and without racism and oppression, and other people who not believe in these things. And I think it's really important that people in Europe, because I know that in Europe there is this problem that people look at it as two sides, and Palestinian side and Israeli side, that people, even though they are afraid, will go out and explain why they fight against the wall, and explain that they do not see see it as a nationalistic issue, but as an anarchist issue, or a peace issue, pacifist issue, or whatever. And I think as long as people will sit home and not go to demonstrations because they are afraid that people will understand them the wrong way, they should go out and try to explain themselves better to people.
Yeah,
it's really important, because I think to really understand that it's not a war between Palestinian people and Israeli people.
It's people against the governments. Because, I mean, Palestinians are pissed off at Arafat because he's not doing anything against the wall. And people are pissed off at Sharon because he's doing everything he can for the wall. So it's just, yeah, people against governments, basically. Against authority and doing things on the, you know, most popular level.
But when there's a demonstration in The Hague and that there are these people of AEL and...
What is that?
It's the Arabic European Liga,
yeah.
And they said, we want to get rid of the state of Israel, and this is they support remembrance of Yassin when he was killed, and yeah, I really don't want to walk with them.
Well, you can
you
have
know?
A third demonstration
yeah.
of
yeah.
a third side.
Palestinians do that also often, you know, like they have demonstrations inside Palestine, even against the wall, but from different factions, because some of them do not want to work together, so they have their separate demonstrations.
We do it as well in Israel. If there is a big demonstration or an event of Zionist left, then we come as anarchists and as radical left and try to give it something of our own to try and affect these people in a different way. I mean. Like being against the occupation, but from a different angle and from a different point of view. And it is really important. And people can get the wrong ideas, but you have to fight for your voice to be heard and for
mm-hmm.
people to understand
yeah,
you.
Usually I do, but
nothing comes easy.
What?
Nothing comes easy.
No. No, but therefore I'm very relieved and happy to hear you talking here in Appelscha, because after a long time I felt like, oh wow, there now I see some kind of possibility that I can support, or I can tell about it. Because I really was, I got a bit fed up with all this information about Palestine, and then when you said something like but who can we support, because I don't want to support the religious fascist, or the, I don't want to support Arafat, or the, and then
yeah,
it was very difficult, and the PFLP is gone,
both sides, and there are crappy leaders on both sides, and there are
and all sides.
Racist people in all sides, and
yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not like that our side is the best side, you know, it's like we're all talking on a human level, and, you know, some stuff are successful, some stuff are less successful, but it's like the effort is at least very sincere and comes from, I don't know, I think from a positive heart, and that's also what we're trying also to show to people and to show to ourselves. I mean, you said that you are relieved, you know, that we're here doing this, but like, I think we are ourselves relieved that it exists now in Israel. Because before,
of course,
you know, we would be really frustrated ourselves. You know, what can we do? You know, we were like, should we go to this demonstration? Yeah, but these people are assholes. We had the same conflicts, but just in Israel.
Yeah.
But now we kind of got stronger in a certain way.
Yeah.
But it also happened by, out of, I won't say nowhere, but it was to our surprise, because it was the reason it started through this camp where people could come for a few months and do things every day and see for themselves, even though there was no action done against these bulldozers. People were just standing there and manning the camp, and that was pissing them off enough. But the fact is that the reason why we did this camp is because there was no way to mobilize more people. Nobody would want to come to a demonstration against a wall that nobody heard of. So in the beginning, we were only like 20, 30 people. And we were like, okay, this is the best we could do. And we only started to only last a week or two and then do some sort of direct action. But more people came suddenly, wow, there's this camp somewhere over there, and let's check it out. And a friend brought a friend, and a bit here in the newspapers and in the media. And
a month later, there was a demonstration in Moscow of, I think, hundreds of people coming from all different kind of organizations.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise, because it was like, actually by doing nothing like, you know, direct action or violent, it was just communication. Like people are actually coming, you know, saying before with their fears and seeing their fears relieved and understanding the situation, talking, communicating for the first time really on a deep level.
And watching it in their own eyes. You know, the root of the wall, the settlements, how the village suffers from it. It's something that you really sometimes need to see, to believe, and in order to understand.
And usually you never had the opportunity. Because why are you going to go in Palestine to observe oppression, like, you know, and understand it at the same time and communicate with the people and also have a situation where, yeah, I mean, you just see these bulldozers working every day and you develop, like, you know, this kind of rage towards these bulldozers. Usually, you know, you see bulldozers, you know, whatever. And suddenly, like, they become symbols. That's how the beginning was, just attacking these symbols, basically, addressing these. And, yeah, so it's by something like this, very small, actually, that developed something very big. And later it made more radical actions and more direct stuff, but it's the fact that it's also, like, on an activist level, sometimes, you know, you have to do the long process, you know, it had to take 5-6 months of this very peaceful, no actions, but just discussions and meeting and talking and drinking tea and whatever to create this. Not like hammering and demonstrations and whatever, but just biding your time to create a certain atmosphere. Yeah, which, you know, it's kind of like letting a flower bloom. And then can I just automatically, you know, start something when there's nothing in the roots? Because I think a lot of actions everywhere in the world, sometimes people just are frustrated from something they do not want to do, and they automatically do a demonstration to release their rage.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up not being effective or not changing anything. And sometimes you can do something that maybe the first week doesn't look effective, second week doesn't look effective, but after like a few months or a year sometimes for some struggles, I mean, even anti-globalization, it had to take years of struggles in Latin America and other countries in the world where people that were getting massacred by their governments fighting globalization, that eventually Seattle happened. But Seattle just didn't happen out of nowhere. There was something already developing for months and years before that in other countries. And then after Seattle, it happened in Europe.